Yo, what's good, Sage?
I didn't even realize I was still in here.
You said you didn't realize you were still in here?
Yeah, I thought I closed it out, but hey.
Oh, what's up? What's up? How you doing today, Sage?
I am doing all right. I'm doing all right. I'm okay. How are you?
You guys doing?
You know, you got super quiet at the end.
Oh, I just said I can't complain. I'm doing well. How are you? How are you? What's your name?
I'm good as well. I'm just curious by like the space, Oliver Twist, and the strength of spirit.
Oh yeah, bro. I just wanted to run this. I want to do a space like this because I just see a bunch of war spaces, and this was an interesting topic I've always wanted to talk about for me because Oliver Twist is an orphan, and obviously we relate on that level because I was adopted. So I like talking about this story because it highlights a bunch of things that's very prevalent amongst our people, and the one thing I wanted to speak about specifically was having spiritual strength, because that's one of the main themes in Oliver Twist, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so what do you say you learn about Oliver Twist in America?
You said what? Say that again?
Do you learn about Oliver Twist in America?
Oh, not really. They'll drop it as like, they'll just drop it in the middle of a lesson as like a little placeholder, but you don't really get the book to study. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's interesting, because here we study it like religion.
Oh, yeah, because you did say you were over in London, ain't
yeah.
You? Oh, yeah,
what do
well,
you mean
shit,
by that,
you came to the right place.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say, Sage?
What do you mean by that? You guys study it like religion. Like, what do you mean?
As
by
in,
that?
Like, at some point, they started removing Bibles and instead giving us books of Oliver Twist.
Wow, interesting. Around what, like, grade or age?
I mean, from if you can understand it from as early as you could read the Bible, now you'd be reading Oliver Twist.
Oh, so they got
yeah,
5 year
that
olds
one's
reading Oliver
funny.
Twist.
Yeah.
Right.
And like at that point, you don't fully understand it, but then you'd revisit it again in like 5 years' time, reread the same book, and you'd have a different understanding. And then you reread it again, maybe 5 years after that, and then have a different understanding. So you're revisiting the same books multiple times for your education.
Shit, that makes sense though, especially with a book like Oliver Twist, because there's a lot of themes and shit in there that's not really, that you wouldn't even get unless you was an adult. Like, it's centered around a bunch of kids, but all those themes are very mature. And normal kids want to understand, like, they want to understand the symbolism of Fagin and what. They want to understand how the Artful Dodger looks in the outside. All they see is a motherfucking old nigga who hustling kids, and they see a motherfucker who good at stealing. You feel what I'm saying? But they don't see the deeper emotions. They don't see how to Oliver Twist, this nigga Fagin is a motherfucking, like a symbol of oppression, a symbol of prison, imprisonment. Like, he see this as all he's stuck with. Or even when we talk about the Artful Dodgers and all that, all his gang and whatnot, he kind of ostracized from them niggas because they naturally fit into the criminal world and Oliver doesn't. You feel what I'm saying? That's kind of what I wanted to talk about, the strength of spirit, because the whole thing throughout the book, it refers to this nigga Twist having a sturdy spirit, and it gets him through most of his evil encounters. Like, we see all his friends fall to some form of crime or sin, but Oliver, a lot of the time in the story, he delves away from it, you feel what I'm saying? Or the instance where, I'm sure we all know the famous, can I have some more shit, and then after that he got beat on by all them fat niggas, you feel what I'm saying? It's just a weird, as a kid, you won't get the symbolism of a bunch of fat people beating up the orphan who can't eat, but then when we grow up, we realize it's a symbol of industrialism. You feel what I'm saying? We got these fat niggas who overeating, overfull. You feel what I'm saying? That Oliver Twist, he an orphan, come in, let me get some more. You feel what I'm saying? What's wrong with him asking for some more? If they can get seconds, why can't Oliver get seconds? You feel what I'm saying? But then the deeper symbolism in that is, that's how our industrial system works. You feel what I'm saying? We pile up a lot of shit at the top and don't let the people who need that shit really get it.
Yeah, have you heard of Matilda?
No, I actually haven't read Matilda. I've only seen the movie, so I don't have an accurate depiction of it.
Yeah, I'd say like even the movie is a good representation because a lot of the themes in there, they're the same.
Oh, for real? Oh, break it down a little bit then. Break it down a little bit then.
I mean, just in terms of like, I guess it being a metaphor for industrialism and the weak fighting against the strong. I guess, yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna have to read Matilda. Yeah. I know the stories is like they make it up playful in a way. You feel what I'm saying? And you can't really grasp it when it's playful.
Yeah, but I'd say like most of the books by Roald Dahl, even though they're children's books, they kind of all have the same message. So yeah, like Roald Dahl is, I guess, also religion in the UK.
Shit, hey, let me ask you this. So in the UK, is reading classics like part of y'all entire curriculum, or they just got y'all on the classics whenever they need to update, make it seem like they got a good curriculum?
It's part of the entire curriculum.
Wow, see y'all lucky. That means y'all get to experience these books that actually teach.
Yeah, but funny enough, recently they changed it and they started taking out the classics. I'm putting in other books, but that's just very recent, and it's probably going to get reversed, that decision, quite soon.
Wow, that's fucking crazy. I know over here, the main books we got to read will always be shit like 1984, Fahrenheit 451, you feel what I'm saying? They'll never be the books that put spirit into people.
They're not like 1984.
Oh, no, it was a damn good book, you feel what I'm saying? Just the problem was, it was one of those books that they harped on us. Like, it was no other book that they was putting through other than 1984. For like 2 years of high school, it was only 1984.
Yeah, for us, we had an option between 1984 and Animal Farm. And I picked Animal Farm.
I loved Animal Farm. I read it like twice.
Yeah, I loved it a lot. Have you guys, read or seen the movie, trying to remember the name. There's like Lenny
Of Mice and Men.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that was a damn good movie and book. Cause I feel like the movie kept it 100 with the book. That shit made me cry. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, me too. I mean, yeah. I nearly got brought to tears. I didn't cry. But now if I read it again as an adult or watched the movie again, I'm sure I'd cry.
Yeah, bro, this nigga Lenny, man, it's just the way who the fuck wrote it? Whoever the fuck wrote it. The way he wrote that shit, man, it was just you connect with Lenny despite not having a single idea what the fuck is going on in his head, but you can see that he just a simpleton, you feel what I'm saying? So when he went up with that, when he was with this girl, bro, in that situation, I think it kind of represents the naivety of a lot of people, you feel what I'm saying? Because yeah, George...
I was going to say really funny because like I had a female teacher presenting the book and she couldn't relate to Lenny at all. Like, she actually thought Lenny was, like, a rapist. And I was like, oh, I don't think he is. I think it was just kind of like he was that naive that he didn't know what he was doing was wrong. And she's like, oh, no, he definitely knew. He didn't care. And I guess I was arguing with my teacher all the time that, like, Lenny is not a fucking rapist. And she's like, yes, he is.
Hey, for her to think he a rapist, that means she didn't fully grasp the book or even what was being written outside of the event that fucking happened. You feel what I'm saying? Because it's clear 100% that Lenny didn't even have... He thought she was pretty, but he didn't have no romantic inclinations towards her. You feel what I'm saying? He wasn't going to do nothing until she started seducing him, essentially. You feel what I'm saying? Because to keep it 100, Lenny got seduced at the end of the day. You feel what I'm saying? And he didn't know what that seduction was. So when he releasing all that aggression, all that testosterone, he's starting to feel his maleness. Obviously, he wouldn't even know how to handle that transfer. So there's no way he could be a rapist. He's literally too dumb to understand what the fuck is going on.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. But what my teacher was saying, it was like his maternal instincts that made him want to rape. And I was saying that, Are you a man to be speaking on maternal instincts? I mean, not maternal, but like, I guess natural instincts. Because, like, yeah, I feel like a lot of women don't understand what we have to do. Because I don't have to rape anyone. But she was presenting the idea that if you are a man, it's natural to rape things. And I was like, I don't agree with you. And she was like, oh yeah, but I'm your teacher and I'm telling you it's true. And if you try and write against it, you're going to get a bad grade. So I wrote against it and got a bad grade. But I was like, fuck you.
Hey, shit, that shit worth it. Hell yeah, ain't no shit. Just because that's what a lot of teachers be. They be arrogant, especially when it comes to the books like these. They don't like when somebody else has a better understanding of what the fuck is going on. That's why she told you that.
But yeah, I mean, the good thing is like our work gets moderated. So after moderation, my grade went up.
Oh, so yeah, you felt it all good. Shit. What you say, book? That was a Mice and Men, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I can't see why she would think. I still can't see why she would. So you said she said it was rape because she feels like it's natural for men to have that impulse.
Yep. And she was saying that even if Lenny wasn't aware of it, his impulses were driving him to do it, and that therefore Lenny is evil. I think she's saying like Steinbeck presented Lenny as evil, blah, 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 all her bullshit language. And he was like, he's evil, he just doesn't know it. And I was like, I don't think he was actually trying to say that, you know?
No, he certainly wasn't fucking saying that at all. I think when he made the character of Lenny, he was more so just making he was using Lenny as a symbol for naive Americans. You feel what I'm saying? Because George, the whole story was about basically the American dream, niggas getting out of it, you feel what I'm saying, working hard type shit. And George, he was smart enough to see that, damn, we might be average the rest of our life. But Lenny, that nigga had plenty of hope. That's what it is. Steinbeck wrote Lenny as a form of hope. And then when that shit happened, it was more so like the hope was being taken away.
Yeah, what my teacher was arguing for was that hope in itself is inherently evil.
Hope is evil?
Yeah, that's like what she was trying to say. She was saying, like, by having all of these dreams, you're going to do evil things. And that it's better to be more like George, where you're more realistic and not hope.
That's a very interesting viewpoint. I haven't heard of that. And I can see the perspective, you know what I'm saying? Because if you put somebody, that's like when people argue, you brought this baby into this world and they don't got no choice or no agency. They had no. It's the same type of thing. Why you bringing in some type of hope and the cruelness of the world really can be on top of. But when I just can't see how that would be a concrete perspective.
Cause, yeah, but I would say I'd rather be Lenny than George.
Oh, 100%. Hell yeah. Because I would rather be Lenny and George for sure, because George was a. He was nearly a pessimist, almost nearly a nihilist. At every point, no matter how dumb or naive Lenny was, he was an optimist. And his level of physical ability combined with that optimism is what got him in trouble. But had he been led astray and had not had an environment of motherfuckers who really didn't even like that nigga, he probably wouldn't have been in the situation he was in.
Yeah, I feel like if he had good parents and he was in a better time, he would have probably been a multimillionaire.
Oh, hell yeah, yeah, definitely. If he had, because when you got your brother raising you, it's not the same as your parent. Your brother, he obviously felt a responsibility to you, but he felt a responsibility to you as the big brother. That means he gonna, no matter how dumb you are, he gonna let you handle your own shit. He gonna let you go your own way. And when he get mad, he ain't gonna think about the fact that you not all the way upstairs. You know what I'm saying? Your parents gonna do that. So he been, I think, what was it? They had been traveling for, or just moving around the country for however many years. I think it was like 8 or something. So 8 years of you traveling around with a motherfucker who's kind of, at the end of the day, enabling your behavior, then you're going to end up in that type of situation.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely.
Damn, see, and that's the thing about these type of spaces, bro. Whenever you open up spaces like these, people motherfuckers don't drop through for real. Because you see all these spaces about gay shit. You see these spaces about war. But nobody, and even when you go into those spaces, ain't nobody talking intellectually about war. They're not talking about actual policies and politics going on. They're not talking about actual agendas going on. They just talking about a bunch of feelings and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? It's never an intellectual topic, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I'm glad you stopped in and you able to. Yeah, I ain't gotta dumb down how I, or which books I bring up because you know the books. You feel what I'm saying? So I definitely fuck with you coming through, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna try and get more people in here because I feel like this space needs more attention.
Appreciate that, my boy. I'm about to walk away from the screen for like 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, cool. We got another person in here. Let's see if she grab a mic. What's good, Jay?
I'm just taking a break from the other room. Are y'all talking about Charles Dickens?
Yes, man. Well, we went into a slew of other books, but yeah, that was the start of it. We were talking about Oliver Twist.
That's what's up. Another great book, I will say. What were y'all talking about?
Yeah, do you like Charles Dickens?
Yeah, Dickens is amazing.
Okay, and you're in America as well, right?
I live in Texas, but I'm originally from Connecticut. What part of the UK are you in, Seb?
London.
Oh, that's dope. And also, hi, Franklin. I don't think we've met before.
How you doing? I seen you in another space, but that's about it. How you doing today? We have met, and now we do follow each other. So
nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. And I'm already hip to what type of person you are, too, because you dropped into the space title Oliver Twist. So I already know we fuck with each other for sure.
I'm just taking a break because Oliver Twist is one of my favorite books. Also, one of my favorite artists is actually John Steinbeck. Have y'all ever read East of Eden?
Yeah, we were just talking about
Really? One of my absolute favorites. I swear to y'all, I think I read East of Eden in like 2 days. Which I know is kind of weird because it's a long-ass book, but I really love East.
No, that ain't weird. I didn't read whole Harry Potter books in a day. So, no, if it's a good book, you're going to read it.
Right?
Quick.
Like,
Hey, calm down. I haven't read the book you guys are talking
East
about.
East of Eden?
No.
You should. Not to get too personal, but were you raised Christian or are you Christian?
I was raised Catholic and then I abandoned it.
Okay, so I was raised Baptist and now I'm an agnostic. But it has a lot of allegorical references to the Bible. It's not a Christian book, I wouldn't say that. But the characters are so vivid and like it like reimagines the Cain and Abel story. Like it is so good.
Is it very short? Because I read the Cain and Abel.
Hell no, it is long as hell.
No, it extends the fuck out of it.
Oh, for real.
So is it longer than Of Mice and Men?
Yes.
Way longer. You know, Mice and Men is a novella, you feel what I'm saying? That's a
yeah. Novel. I like novellas more than novels. Because I feel like actually to write a good novella, It's harder than writing a good novel.
So I'm looking at the book on Amazon, and one of the versions they have has 608 pages.
I mean, I could read that, but I mean, I lost my Kindle, and I don't really want to buy it.
Oh.
I don't want to.
It's somewhere in my room. I just need to find it.
Oh, then you didn't lose it. You just misplaced it.
I mean, for me, when I've misplaced something.
Right, you just outsourced the location of it.
But no, I would definitely recommend it if you like Steinbeck's writing and the way he writes characters.
I love Steinbeck, but I don't want to have a physical copy of the book that's 608 pages long.
Yeah, it's a honker. It's like one of those things for sure. Have you ever read The Color Purple?
I haven't.
I'm sure you've seen the movie, right?
I don't even think so, but
purple really? Is
one of my you've probably seen colors. The movie.
I gotta ask, because I'm like kinda into a lot of British shows and movies. Like, what's the black media like out there?
Have you heard of Dave?
Huh? Dave.
Dave? You talking about the white boy?
Oh no, he's black. let me put I guess some things in the Jumbotron.
The only thing I've seen from British black people, and this is just because of me not really doing my research, is chewing gum and what's that show, Top Boy? And I guess you like his skin.
I love Top Boy.
Yeah, Top Boy is cool.
But yeah, there's a lot more than just Top Boy. Like, Top Boy is just one representation of our culture. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more than that. So you never heard of Stormzy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I fuck with Stormzy.
Yeah.
Okay, could I play a song?
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead. Hit it.
By Dave, sure.
This is by
playing
Dave.
Playing on Spotify.
One of my favorite songs by Dave.
169.
I spent my 19th birthday in the hospital.
Oh shit, I know who this is.
I'm in Los Angeles.
The song is 8 minutes long.
Like, hey, my man.
What's the name of the song?
Do he be rapping fast sometimes?
Say that again?
Do he be rapping fast sometimes?
Oh, yeah. He's got like...
Yeah, my man showed me him before, bro. I know who that is, bro. That nigga cold, bro.
What's the name of the song you were just playing? Because I liked the beat, but I couldn't quite make out what he was saying. I do like the cadence of his voice, but like I couldn't make it out. What's the name of the song?
My 19th birthday.
Okay, I'm gonna download that. I'm looking for new artists.
Yeah, hell yeah, he called it. Hell, he played some of his fast shit one day, and I was like, oh yeah, he got bars. Yeah, I fuck with
you. Want to hear like a fast UK song? I could play like a fast one if you like UK songs. Or if you like Dave, like I could play like a much faster song.
You said you had to play a faster one?
Yeah, if you want to hear it. Like, not by Dave, but by another UK artist. Because I feel like in America, you guys only get our most terrible music.
I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, I ain't going to say that.
No, I mean, like, you only hear the songs which make it mainstream, if that makes sense.
Okay, so, like, I get what you're saying, because, like, one of my favorite rappers is Azealia Banks, and y'all show mad love to her, whereas, mm-hmm. like, America's not the same with doing that for smaller international artists, so, yeah, I get what you're saying.
And it'd be hard to find the underground, like, if you ain't gonna know no underground people unless you look at, like, you scrolling through YouTube for a couple hours, you feel what I'm saying? So, the mainstream shit. I feel you. The bad shit get pushed a lot.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear one of my favorite underground artists?
Are y'all still hurting about Big Shaq?
Big Shaq.
2 + 2 = 4.
Oh,
no.
Quick math.
I didn't know he was a real rapper.
I mean, I don't consider him a real rapper, but it's like
I don't
to
think
me,
he
like
is either.
He's like Super Hot Fire. Like, I'm not a rapper.
Oh, one of them prop rappers.
Yeah. We do want to hear another one, or you guys?
Yeah,
good?
Sure.
Oh yeah.
All right. This is like I'd say my favorite rapper right now, but like in the past, he was my favorite rapper as well. Oh, but you want to hear a fast one? He's quite slow.
Oh no, shit. That's cool. Either one.
All right.
Damn, I'm sick. I ain't got my 100s no more.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, you got the hearts?
Yeah.
So tell me what it is that you want that you don't have.
Contemplating everything. Wondering who I am and who I'm living in. I might swim, but they won't hear this hurricane. That's some love that makes me pain. That's some shit won't be the same. That's some rain that comforts me and these walks I take outside the frame. Yeah. I'm so used to the cycle. I don't really tell nobody. I'm close to the edge and I might fall. Running from something years ago. I don't even know how to slow down. I'm anticipating the crossroads and I'm asking God where to turn now. It's 3 a.m. and I do this every day. My thoughts get lost in this dark room till the sunrise washes the moon away. I heard there's a QB in the struggle. I heard it's sweet as summer. Light falls down this tunnel. Run until I lose my shadow. I may just trip on some faith in her. Thought I was running for life, but in truth I was running in fear. This was never how it used to be. I loved you before I learned to love me. I tried to confide in friends, but they told me that was naive. Told me to cover my sleeves and fall on my knees and to look up in the sky and name. Trying to find me, made it to the river. Trying to find some peace. Watching the black sky, trying to kill the dark sky. Fly away. Letting go yesterday. And I ain't never seen it like this. Never seen it like this. God, if I change my mind, I'll never see this, I'm sure. I ain't never seen it like this. Never seen it like this before. God, if I change my mind, if I change my mind, I'll never see this, I'm sure. Revisiting a derelict past, wiping the dust off this glass. This mirror shows me at 9 years old, looking back at me so hard. Damn, what you leave me behind? I've been shouting for you all night. I've been cold until the sunrise washes me from the back of your mind. Oh, yeah. And the thoughts will never come, the thoughts will never be. Looking in this broken mirror, everything's so clear.
Yeah, that's by a guy called Atto.
Hey, DM me that song for sure.
What's his name?
Atto, A-T-O.
A-T-O, and what's the name of the song?
That's Dark Room.
Dark Room by Atto.
Yeah, that's hard, bro, because you know I box and shit, so I'll be needing shit like that to train on.
All right, but you want a really fast one?
Yeah, play one of them fast ones.
All right.
It's not showing up for me, so can you DM me?
Yeah, for sure.
Music link? Thank you.
Wait, do you guys like trap music? or not really?
Hell yeah.
You talking to Americans.
All right, because trap is like, I guess, what's fastest right now.
I thought it was called drill there.
I mean, I just used interchangeably.
Oh, okay, so they're the same.
Yeah, they can be, they interchangeable damn near.
Okay, that's what's up. You breaking up a little bit, Seb.
There we go.
I changed song.
Oh, I'm about to say, damn, that was hard.
Yeah, I don't like trap that much. But this is more like hip-hop. Yeah, that's by a guy called Mick Righteous. Like M-I-C.
Mick Righteous? Righteous.
Yeah.
Nigga, what's the name of the song?
That's Gone. G-O-N-E. One more song?
Do you know Lady Leisure?
No. Nah.
Really? She is a British rapper.
I know who you're talking about. I call her like Lady Leisure.
Oh, I always said Leisure.
Oh, y'all like, saying Leisure.
No, that's just me, but I've met her before, yeah.
Oh, really?
What do you think of her? I mean, I don't like her that much, but a lot of people who I know, they like her. I just thought she wasn't that special.
Oh, that makes me sad, but...
She visited me when I was at work, because I was working for McDonald's, and she came to, like, buy some food. And everyone was like hyping up, like, oh my days, she's here. I can't believe it. Oh my days. And I was like, who's this?
So they just like, hurry up and order, please.
So they put me onto her music and I was like, she's all right. But yeah, I could play like some really good female rappers that I consider really good.
I would love to hear some.
Yeah, you go ahead.
Right. Let me try and find one. Yeah, this is going to be a bit hard. There's a guy called Eyes. There we go.
fit with it. She wants to be in the clique. She was born to do this shit. This is it. Don't play with it, bring the hand. Shit, that shit can't bring it on, cause this is a hit. Love money lovers, this is it.
So what? I got this with gold. My shit fell off, coming down. I wanna tap it with a block and knee. And then you kill it. First thing to run it down for the 2015. I tried to get every nigga wanna get it. Why? Cause I'm the wildest, the world's finest. But in the place, cut down. You don't need a room. Honey, you can do like this. Like this. What did you know before we can do like this? The way I did my shit, multiple like a French kid. The way I put my shit, put you in a trance. You don't need to go to trance for romance. Cause this is the shit. I think it's the one thing. It's the soy skin.
That's Eyez, E-Y-E-Z.
Hey, that song was hard. I ain't gonna lie. She was hard.
E-Y-E-Z.
E-Y-E-Z.
I know, you say Zed over here. Okay. What's the name of the song?
The song, This Is It. And that was the Dirty Radio remix.
That goes hard. Like, that's giving me real 90s rap vibes.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, if you search Eyez, it's mostly a guy singing. And that's the part I don't understand. I don't know if they were, like, a duet at some point, and then, like, it just turned to only him.
So, what, you can't find the song or something?
No, I can't find the female artist.
You said it was Go Hard?
No, that is This Is It.
Oh, This Is It. Okay, I'm looking at the wrong song. This Is It, Eyez. Okay, I got it. It's just gonna be one of them things where I have to like download the MP3 through YouTube, probably.
All right, you want to hear one more song? This is like by my favorite artist.
Totally,
but it's a guy. It's like either Atto or this guy, but no one has heard of this guy either. His name is Michael Payne.
Michael Payne.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just trying to think which song I want to play because I got so many of him. I'll play one that's like relevant to what's happening now in the world.
What they predicting, world war and shit?
Kind of, yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. This This one doesn't really predict war, but I like it. That's Michael, like M-I, kill, pain. And pain is...
Hey, yeah, you're going to have to DM me that. I ain't going to lie. That,
yeah, for real. Please send it to me, too.
Cool. Hey, but I ain't going to lie, though. I'm about to actually close down this space in a minute.
That's so cool. I got to go start cooking, and I also got to walk to the store before I do that. So that's cool.
I appreciate y'all stopping by, though, because I'm glad y'all could... actually had a type of conversation about the damn subject and shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate that for sure.
We need spaces like this because Black people read.
Exactly.
It was cool talking to y'all for a little bit. I hope y'all have a great rest of your day. Thank you for sharing your music, Seb.
Oh yeah, appreciate the music, bro. And I'm gonna throw up another. I'm gonna start throwing up more book spaces. You feel me? Just to get that some type of talk to me. So
please do.
Yeah, definitely. Y'all stop by those. Say it for sure. Hit me up in the DM about them songs. Good shit.
For sure.
Appreciate that. We gonna chop it up, obviously. What you say, Sam?
I was saying I'll send you both the songs I played as
Thank you.
Oh yeah, appreciate. All right, y'all keep it easy today.
You too.
Right. See you.